I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I know we're all searching for answers, only you can provide, cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelled among men, my example is he. Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day, a glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing my sins, my Redeemer is he. The hand that healed nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Love me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day, a glorious day. Yeah.
death could not hold him, the grave could not keep him from rising again. Living, he loved me, dying, he saved me, buried, he carried my sins far away, rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day, a glorious day, a glorious day. Justified freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day, a glorious day, glorious day.
The sleazy angels putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. Our God is an awesome God. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very soon, so you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Do the chorus again. Drums only.
Our God is an awesome God.
Drums only.
Our God, he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Door ending.
Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
We'll find a harmony that works here eventually.
I could just sit. I could just sit and wait for all your goodness. Hope to feel your presence. And I could just stay, I could just stay right where I am and hope to feel you, hope to feel something again. And I could hold on, I could hold on to who I am and never let you change me from the inside. be safe, oh, I could be safe here in your arms and never leave. Never let these walls down. But you have called me higher, you have called me deeper, and I'll go where you will lead me, Lord. But you have called me higher, you have called me deeper, I'll go where you will lead me, Lord. You'll lead me. You'll lead me, Lord. And I could hold on, I could hold on to who I am and never let you change me from the I could be safe, oh, I could be safe here in your arms and never leave, oh, never let these walls down. But you have called me higher, you have called me deeper, and I'll go where you will lead me, Lord. But you have called me higher, you have called me deeper, and I'll go where you will lead me.
Thank you. dragon. Go to verse 4.
I am the resurrection. I am the life. If you believe in me, even though you die, you shall live forever, and I will raise you up, and I will Son of God, who has come into the world, and I will
me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God I love and hold him tight. So happy together. If I should call you up and miss the dial and tell you that you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be so very fine. So happy together. Can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Ba ba ba.
Sorry, Brandon, if you're going to listen to this.
Actually, I did better on a capo too than I thought I'd do.
Sometimes God will say, talk about this. Sometimes I get nothing until now. And so I grabbed a Bible and opened it up, and I think it's very appropriate. Very appropriate, especially for this family here. Ecclesiastes, in chapter 4, it talks about oppression, toil, and friendliness. Everything, right? So again I looked and saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed. They have no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressors, and they have no comforter. And I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living, for those who are still alive, but better than both, as is he who has not yet been, who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. Whoa. I can almost stop right there, but I got to keep going. And I saw all that labor and all achievement sprung from man's envy of his neighbor. Everybody trying to run the rat race, right? This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. The fool folds his hands and ruins himself. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless. It's a miserable business. Here you got a guy, no family, and he's just working, right? Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. That's what you've been living here the past couple days, isn't it? This week. That's what God does. Yeah. Never easy. Never easy. Saying goodbye. But we got the forward to look forward to. The future to look forward to, don't we? play guitar. Oh. Oh, really? Tell us more. Tell us more. Play in the band. We can relate. Really? How old was he? 68. Still young. Still young, as you know. In today's day. Appreciate that 100 years ago, that's old. But today's age with everything, that's young. It's still. So he lived a good life. It's beautiful. And I was supposed to be in Mason at a church at 8:15 in the morning. And GPS is saying, things are looking good. You'll just make it, right? All right. So then I get behind this guy driving the speed limit, right? And as I'm driving behind him, God laid this on my heart. He said, that guy in front of you, he's an Old Testament driver. I said, what do you mean, Lord, Old Testament driver? He said, he obeys the law. He follows the law. I thought, I'm fine. I said, well, Lord, what's that make me? He said, well, you're a New Testament driver. I said, what do you mean? He said, you drive by grace. So that works, and God ties it together, doesn't he? All right. So, okay. By law, by grace, okay. Uh-huh. You guys. Well, bless God for Thursdays again, right? We like Thursdays. We like Thursdays. So, Lord, we thank you for this fellowship, this time of gathering. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Daddy, that we're two or more gathered. You are there. Lord, we thank for just special blessings upon all those we're lifting up, especially for this coming Saturday, for this Nicaragua fundraiser, for Linda to get out there and bless more people. And that's always a lot of fun. We get to sing praises to God. That is really, really good. So, and we got all kinds of fun things we've lifted up. But Lord, we thank you just for your peace on the Hogaback family here. And thank you, Lord, your peace that surpasses all understanding, just with the knowledge that they shall see him again in paradise. How awesome, even a musician, playing and dancing with the Lord. How cool is that, huh? Play guitar. Man played guitar. That's beautiful. And Lord, we're lifting up Robin right now, too. Lord, this cancer garbage that's been messing with us is done. We come against it. We crush it in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Daddy, that the bones that the doctors say are dead in her jaw, we speak life to the bones in her jaw.
We speak life to all her lymph nodes, everything, Lord. His cancer is just crushed. It's purged out of her. Just whoosh, it's gone. So when she goes for that surgery, the doctors say, whoa, what happened? This looks okay. What's going on? We love them to be confused, Lord. So confuse the doctors and amaze us. Amaze us with your glory. As we've spoken the result. Absolutely, Lord, spoken the result. We thank you, Lord, just for peace amongst here, against peace for parties and situations and explanations, delayed explanations sometimes. But we thank you. We thank you. These are all good things. Got a lot of joys today. I thank you, Daddy, for special joy for Debbie. That's awesome. Just peace, a peace which surpasses all understanding. That's good. And yeah, and Linda's joy. Woohoo! Hand all taken care of. Yeah. Could have been worse, right? But God got you covered, right? By grace. By grace. Yeah. And for Allison, for Stacy. For Stacy, we're lifting up Stacy's. You know, in our youth, we tend to listen to the wrong voice a lot of times. We tend to follow a lot of impulses that, hormones, things that just, we just don't know better. And we try to use our excuse sometimes. The excuse of our past. You know, well, I'm like this because, but Lord, we thank you that we are who we are. Because of you, and we are a brand new creation. You know, when we're born again in Christ, it tells us that we are birthed anew. When Jesus was born, he was born of the Holy Spirit, right? Jesus didn't sin. So when we are born again, we're born of that same Holy Spirit. Think about that. When Jesus was born, he was blessed as an infant that'd be born of the Spirit. So when we're born again, born of the Spirit. Oh, that is so, so good. And extra joys here for Melody. Melody and her college stuff, still counting the days. But I thank you, Lord, all things will work out great and awesome for that. And for my brother, Bruce, you know, bless God, he's the ultimate physician. God is the ultimate physician. We've made the declaration against that melanoma and other garbage. It shall not return. It is done. It is finished. We've proclaimed it. We say it again. In the name of Jesus, brother, you are healed of this junk. It shall not come back. Not come back. And Scott, thank you for lifting up all your friends and for you too, brother. There's just a lot. Gravity works hard. Uh-huh. But I thank you, Lord, that Scott, all his buddies, have just healed from the top of the head to the soles of his feet, Lord. Just let that power and peace just fill. Because we need new strength and new power each day. That's why, Lord, that's why we open your word each day. Get into your word. We read our devotionals, read our Bibles. These things are what give us that strength and that peace. And bless God, Todd's back. He's here. I haven't had him on a Thursday here in a while. And it's a great thing to be here because God knows I don't like to play the guitar when I can get Todd here. I like to play the guitar, but when I got Todd, my life is much easier. So thank you, Todd, brother, for being here. For joy, and for Lydia, thank you, Lord, for birthing of little Rex, Rex Isaac Lee, yeah, 9 pounds, little 9 pound Rex, and they should have called him Thomas Rex, right? Okay, that's what they should have called him, but it's good. But we thank you, Lord, for great blessings in that family. That's four. How many children? That's 4 children for her now. Or for Lydia. That's good. What was that? Oh, we thought we had... That's a new critter. Of course, you always can add a prayer. For Stacy, a deeper walk, yeah. Amen. Bring her back, Lord. Amen. It's well said. Well said, yeah, so we lift them up. So thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. For we're two or more gathered, you are there. And we all stand in unison, proclaiming the joy. So join me in the Lord's Prayer. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. How awesome is that? Thank you, everyone.
You go like this now.